Just in the dictation for Jamaica Davis, JAMIKADAVIS. Date of birth is 1/13/1983. Date of accident 1/11/2022. Date of service 6/30/2022. Jamaica Davis is here for a follow-up evaluation. She reports that her anxiety is quite better, although she is going to see a neurologist. She was found to have a meningioma tumor in her brain MRI, and there could be other reasons also, but she has ongoing constant headaches, which are almost like 10 on a scale of 1 to 10, but they are not associated with any nausea, vomiting, or diarrhea. And her neck pain is now improving. It is only 6 on a scale of 1 to 10. Middle back pain is 7, and lower back pain is 10. Patient is not reporting any radiation or pain to the left arm that was present on the first visit, and there is no numbness or tingling. So that has improved. Her shoulders are also quite improved. The shoulder pain, baseline pain, is 3 to 4, and she's able to now lift her arms in 120 degrees of abduction both sides. And pain is much less, and she's able to carry out a lot of duties. Overall pain level varies from 4 to 10, depending on the area and time. ADLs are not significantly affected, 4 on a scale of 1 to 10. 60% relief has been obtained with the current protocol. The ADLs that she reports is a work which is affected 10, general activities affected 8, rest of them are not affected. In the system review, patient reports a ongoing headaches, 10 on a scale of 1 to 10, and they are almost present every other day. They're not associated with any dizziness, vertigo, vision disturbance, double vision, ear ringing, fainting, blackout, or any loss of balance, loss of equilibrium, lack of focus, lack of concentration, or loss of memory, or confusion, disorientation. She reports difficulty sleeping, 3-4 hours, fatigue, anxiety, depression, and panic. When she sits in car, she gets panicky. In the pain and numbness, patient has hip pain on both sides, and middle and upper back pain, lower back pain, and neck pain, and stiffness in the neck and lower back. In the GI, patient denies any nausea, vomiting, diarrhea, constipation, digestive problem, incontinence of the bowel, stomach pain, blood in the stool, or trouble swallowing. In the GU, patient denies any incontinence of the urine, frequency, painful urination, blood in the urine. In respiratory, there's no asthma, trouble breathing, chest pain, coughing, shortness of breath. After 30 days, patient reports that there are no changes in the pain level, and there are no changes in the medical history, surgical history, hospitalization, weight loss, or any other trauma. Current pain medication is Narco, and substance abuse none is reported. Compliance is still, patient reports full compliance to the pain medication regimen. Physical examination is as follows. The blood pressure is 133 over 98, pulse is 79, pulse ox is 100. And please copy and paste the previous examination, 6/2/2022. Dictation number is 0602-075. Please mention in the shoulder examination that range of motion of the abduction is 120 degrees from 90 degrees previously. Other than exam is the same. In the knee examination, patient has no pain, and knee examination is completely normal. No tenderness, peripheral tenderness, range of motion of the both the knees is normal, and no swelling is noticed, no crepitus or grinding noise on moving the knee. And bilateral anterior posterior apprehension test is negative, as well as Steinman test is negative. This was for the knee. Those are the only changes for this exam. The diagnosis remains the same. Plan of care is to continue Narco 7.5/325, one pill daily, 30 tablets, and only one time. And they are being given because she has extreme severe headache from melanoma that is being reported at the MRI. And fury sets 1 to 2 every 6 hour PRN, 75 tablets, and migraine all nasal spray. 1 to 2 per nostril, for severe headache. MAPS were reviewed, labs were reviewed. She will continue her physical therapy in the neck, mid-back, and lower back, as well as both shoulders, 2 times a week. She has been advised about home exercise plan, yoga, meditation, and all that. The patient is disabled for work, and housework and transportation has been ordered. And the MRIs that were done for her, she reports that only cervical MRI was done, which showed a disc bulge and a ligamentum flavum hypertrophy at C6-7. But other than that, she's going to have a new MRI for thoracic and lumbar spine that has been not been done, and a MRI for the brain that has not been done. Thank you. She's provided with the following medication: Celebrex 200 daily, and Celebrex 7.5 twice a day, gabapentin 16 milligrams twice a day, Ambien 5 milligrams at night, and Imitrex for severe headache. One refill is provided. The patient is otherwise stable, and if the MRI shows positive finding, a new treatment plan will be discussed with the patient. Thank you.